Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump again attacked the Democrats on Twitter this morning over his policy of separating kids from their parents at the southern border. This is what he said. "It's the Democrats' fault," he tweeted. "They won't give us the votes needed to pass good immigration legislation. They want open borders, which breeds horrible crime. Republicans want security, but I am working on something it never ends!" Exclamation mark. In fact, existing law does not call for the separation of children. And what exactly the president is working on remains unknown even to Congress. House Republicans met with the president yesterday to go over two different immigration bills, neither of which got a full endorsement from the president. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also said that he'd pursue narrow legislation with Democrats to change the border policy, which Minority Leader Chuck Schumer shot down, saying that President Trump should end family separations through his own action. So, to untangle all of this, we're joined by NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell. Kelsey, what's the latest that you can tell us?
Well, this has been a confusing string of days, with the president going back and forth on his policies and really leaving Congress scrambling to keep up with him. The latest is that the House Republicans say that they are going to vote still tomorrow on a pair of immigration bills. One is that moderate bill or compromise bill, depending upon who's describing it, that would solve all four of Trump's pillars, including building a wall on the southern border and giving legal protections to the immigrants who are in the country illegally after being brought here as children. We commonly call them dreamers. That would include some sort of way to keep families together as they're coming through and at border crossings. Now, there is another bill, a more conservative bill, commonly heard of as the Goodlatte bill. The thing to remember about both of these bills is that neither of them looks to have the votes to pass. So at this point, what we're talking about is a political exercise of sorts so that Republicans can be on the record saying that they have done something.
But it's also possible, Kelsey, that the president might sign something on his own.
Yes, there is some reporting right now that the president came through the White House and told reporters that he's looking to sign something by the end of the day on family separation. We don't know exactly what that is and how it will be handled, but he has apparently spoken to some reporters about it.
So the House Speaker Paul Ryan talked about stopping the separations by passing law so it would give jurisdiction to the Department of Homeland Security instead of the Justice Department.
That's right.
Tomorrow, the House will vote on legislation to keep families together. Under this bill, when people are being prosecuted for illegally crossing the border, families will remain together under DHS custody throughout the length of their legal proceedings.
Kelsey?
Yes, that's right. So he also said that it's his preference to keep families together. And that's something that he's been saying for quite some time. Now, the issue here, as you mentioned earlier, is that they don't need to pass a law to do this. It is a matter of administration policy. And that, as you said, is what Democrats have been saying since this all began. Now, there is a question, though, about whether or not it's easier and more long-term to pass a law and to explicitly say that children and their parents should be kept together.
So, as you said, the Democrats have demanded that President end this policy immediately. Here's Senator Chris Coons of Delaware. He was speaking to CNN this morning. Have a listen.
It is really hard to swallow the idea that somehow this is my responsibility, Democrats' responsibility, to come even farther President Trump's way because of the cruel way children are being treated. The solutions being put forward by Republican senators this week would instead incarcerate in pretrial detention whole families.
So much going on. What are your sources telling you, Kelsey?
At this point, it seems like the Republicans would like to do a surgical approach if they can, something to just address this issue. At least they want to do that in the Senate. But if the president is able to act and is able to let some of the pressure off, it may mean that immigration bills don't actually end up happening until after the election at the very earliest. It's important to remember that this is not a new issue for Congress. Immigration has bedeviled Congress for more than a decade, and this is just a continuation of those disagreements.
Thank you, NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell.